What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
God bless you, Rise to the Mission family. I hope you are doing well. So glad to have you joining on today. Let me tell you something. God is so good. I mean, God is so good. When you think that you are at the end of the rope and there is no more rope to be left to pull, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will just supernaturally just give you more rope and give you more rope and give you more rope. And it's like it's a faith walk, and you're pulling and you're pulling and you're pulling, and God is pulling you, but you're pulling the rope that God is feeding you. And it's like you can't see the rope, but you can feel it. You can feel the tug. You can feel the fact that he's holding you, that he's got you, that he's leading you in the right direction. So how many of you are feeling like that, right? How many of you have been experiencing that? Let me tell you something. You're not alone. I am in that with you. And that is why we are joining here on Rise to the Mission podcast, so that we can encourage one another, so that we can build each other up, so that we can grow in our faith. And that's what it's all about. On here, we're going to learn, love, discover, magnify, and proclaim the goodness of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. And it is all a part of equipping you and teaching you about the principles and the promises of God. It's about giving you encouragement and for you to just take a moment out of your busy, hectic day to just focus for a second, lean in on the Holy Spirit. Allow God to move in your life and to cause some change in you. And so right now, I just want to thank you, God, for this podcast. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to minister to your people. Thank you, God, for helping us grow and change and evolve. Father, I pray that we all rise to the mission and that we do not allow the enemy to ever stop us, but we keep moving forward and we keep growing and we keep pressing and we keep moving in you. Lord, I thank you that this word is going to be a word of encouragement, just a mentorship nugget for your people. And I just thank you that you are letting them know that they are able to be joined together at the same table. We are all members of the kingdom and we are all your children. So right now, I just thank you that we have the capability and the ability to join you at the table. And I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for your instruction and your guidance. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit that comforted us, Father God. And I thank you that this word is just going to encourage your people and move them into the next day, move them into their next goal, move them into their next dream, move them into their next word that they're going to receive from you, Father God. So I give you all the praise, honor, and glory, and it is so. In Jesus' name, let everybody say amen. You know, I once looked at the world from only one view, but then one day my view changed. And now it's not about what I do see in my present, but it's about what I don't see that holds my future. And that is all a part of trusting God. Somebody say, it's not about what I see right now, but it's about what I don't see that really holds my future. It's the unseen, the unknown, the places that God is going to take you that you have not been there yet. You have not seen it yet. You can picture it, but you haven't been there yet. But God is going to slowly progress you into that. He's going to slowly progress you into taking faith steps into accomplishing all that you have, that he has given you, and all that you have it in your heart to do. And everything that we do, we need to do it to the glory of God. Amen. And so, you know, there are many mentees in the world needing mentors, but nobody invited them to the table. And there are many different languages in the world, but none of them are without significance. So in 1 Corinthians 14 and 10, it tells us that a voice, your voice, matters. It doesn't matter if you've always been left out or if you have always been chosen. You know, you have a need to be at the table. And we are to speak up for those who may not be able to speak up for themselves, but to ensure progress and justice for those who have been crushed. In these last days, it is vital that we break the silence and ensure the need to feed. And so, people of God, when I say the need to feed, I'm talking about mentorship in the sense of collaboration and dialogue between, you know, being brought to the table between people where differences are present. And still, the similarity in vision teaches and builds, it produces, and then it gets passed on, right? So this is when a connection takes place and a sense of purpose is created. And we all have heard the saying, a closed mouth cannot get fed. And that is 100% true, just as a closed ear will never know which way to take. And you cannot feed the need of an individual if your voice is not heard. So I ask you, who have you fed lately? Have you been speaking? Have you been silent? Have you been afraid? Have you been fearful? You see, God gave us our very own voice to create and to speak to the earth when it is in alignment with our assignment. And so not only do our words create endless possibilities, but our words seal and stamp the approval of the mentorship relationship. And after doing some research, I found that in the womb, a baby at 7 months that has had a high heart rate is comforted by its mother's voice, and the heart rate slows down. You see, the sound of the mother's voice soothes the baby to the point of trust. And this is the same case with a mentorship relationship. There must be a voice of wisdom given, and then there must be a willingness to be fed a different meal than they have ever had before in order to receive hope. Like a baby bird who awaits the mother to bring the food and to put in the baby bird's mouth. This is much like the need to feed and mentorship. So think about a conversation over dinner. The family is gathered and eating a well-prepared meal, laughing and enjoying conversation that builds a relationship. And that is what the world is lacking today, and is a relationship. So more and more, the people are concerned about themselves and about how far to the top they can get, all while our country is in jeopardy and slowly fading away are the voices that are meant to change this world. A mentor understands the importance of just one person, one voice. And so it only takes one voice, one sentence, one word to save someone's life. Just think about the impact that would be made if you had someone in your life that was constantly encouraging you, correcting you, preparing you, and teaching you how to face the challenges in this lifetime so that you could very well help lessen the challenges for those who will eventually be the ones taking care of you. So don't you want people taking care of you who know what they are doing? And that is what this world needs from you. So I ask you to think about these questions, write them down whenever you can, and answer them truthfully. Would you say that you have become silent and have stepped back from sharing the very things that you have been taught? Would you say that you have become silent in speaking up for yourself because you feel underestimated, or that what you have to say doesn't matter? Would you confess that there are visions and dreams and goals that you have set for yourself but lack in setting for yourself because it is easier to push someone else than it is for you to take a risk? What do you want to learn from your mentor, and how can they help you? What are your strengths and your weaknesses? How do you spend your time, really? And how do you handle conflict and correction? See, these are very important questions that you must ask yourself, and are exactly the types of things your mentor needs to bring you out, to bring you to a place of who you need to be and who you're supposed to be, and to help you let go of things that are causing you not to be at the place that you should be. And so what better way than joining them at the table of mentorship?
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.